Now, I want to move on, and as we know, tens of thousands of students around the country got their Leaving Cert results yesterday. The vast majority of them are in their late teens, but there are some in Clare and elsewhere who took the long way around and returned to education later in life thanks to the Back to Education initiative. Some of those students who went this way and got results yesterday are joining me in studio, along with Mike Ryan, the Back to Education initiative coordinator for the Further Education Service of the Limerick and Clare Training Board. It's a long old title, Mike. Thanks very much for that one.
Absolutely, John.
But tell us, first of all, about the initiative and how successful it's been this year, for example.
John, I suppose the Back to Education initiative offers flexible, certified part-time learning opportunities for young people and adults. Our remit is to provide opportunities for people to return to education, people who may have missed out first time, people who may wish to return to education, people who want to do, I suppose, their leaving certs and upskill to different places where they've been, you know. So the Leaving Cert is one of the programmes that we offer. We offer other certified QQI programmes up to level 5 as well. But the Leaving Cert, I suppose, is the big one today, I suppose, and we had 37 adults throughout County Clare achieve their Leaving Cert yesterday.
Sorry, I was going to say, we'll meet a couple of them in a second, but this is happening right across the county.
It is happening. We had it in Kilrush and Shannon as well as in Innes. And hopefully from September, we'll be able to provide a Leaving Cert for adults in Scariff and Innes Diamond as well.
Okay, very good. So you're looking to expand it and more on that in a second, but we'll meet some of those who got the results now. Anne O'Brien from Innes, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks very much. Do you mind me asking, first of all, your background in terms of why it was that you went back to education?
Well, I left school at 16 after my inter cert, and it was something I always regretted, not doing a leaving cert. But after having my kids and that, and as they were being reared, I went into the emergency medicine side of things.
Okay.
I became an emergency medical technician, and to progress on to paramedic, which is the goal for me, I had to have 6 passes in a leaving cert. And when I saw this advertised, I thought, this is my chance. And I went back last year. I did history and English. This year I did geography, maths and business. And I got 2 A1s last year and 3 A1s this year.
Fantastic stuff. Big smile.
Yeah. Pure delighted.
How hard has it been to do the studies and work and be a mum and everything else that life throws at you?
It is very difficult, but I'll tell you, it's well worth it. And the support that we got from Mike and from all his staff, it's absolutely amazing. The teachers, they don't look like teachers, they don't act like teachers. They actually, they go through everything with you. If you're not sure of something, they explain it. And it's just amazing, the support that we got. Very difficult to try and work, family and do your studies, but it's well worth it in the end.
Okay.
You know, and I'd advise anybody to go back and do it.
And you're very overwhelmingly positive about it now, which is great to hear. I can only imagine and presume that at the start of this you would have probably been a little bit of trepidation. How am I going to do this? It's been a long time since I've sat in front of a book with a pen in my hand and learned it.
Yeah, in the beginning it was like, oh my God, what am I letting myself in for? You know, I was like, no. After a couple of weeks it was, oh God, do I really want to keep going? But they keep saying to you, you know, it will get easier, you will get into a routine, you will get into a rhythm. And it does, it gets easier. Mm. And do you know what? You make loads of friends out of it as well.
Great stuff.
You know, it's brilliant.
We're joined in studio as well this morning by David Woods, also from Ennis. Good morning to you, David.
Morning.
And if you don't mind me asking again yourself, what is it that did you back in education, second time around?
Yeah, I suppose I left school as well in leaving sort, actually. I had done transition year and when I done transition year in Rice College, it was one of the first transition years. And I suppose I got a bit of freedom and I started working and I started earning money and school didn't really...
got the taste of it.
Yeah. So, you know, I left in Leaving Cert. I was sorry to leave. And then I've regretted it for the last few years, you know, and I suppose my own son coming on now, I don't want him to tell me he doesn't want to do his Leaving Cert. I mean, education seems to be everything now. I suppose I never went to college, so a lot of my friends went to college and I missed out on college. But just 2 years ago I decided I go back to school and we went up to Mike and we had a chat and I done 3 subjects last year, geography, history and English. I got an A, a B and a C, and this year I done maths and business and I got 2 A's, so
perfect.
I was absolutely
congrats.
Delighted.
Great stuff. And do you get more out of this than just the cert? How do you hope that this will benefit you going forward?
Well, I suppose any job interviews I'd gone for, I work in the fire service over in Clare County Council, but any of the jobs that you go for, like, you're marked on everything. So, I mean, education was a big one. And I suppose if you want to go for any job in the council or progress on through the fire service, like, you need an education, you know, it's key.
Mm. So do you hope then that this has unlocked more doors for you then?
Well, hopefully if I decide to maybe go for something else, I will have my education behind me. So yeah, at least, you know, when you're scored on points, you're going to get extra points. So, yeah,
okay,
hopefully it will.
Very good. And what was it like yesterday getting the results? I know you did it, both of you had done it before, obviously, because you've done it over 2 years, but is it a nervous?
It is. You're very, I suppose, you're thinking about it. After doing your final exam, you're waiting and waiting to get your result. And yesterday, I suppose, I definitely wasn't expecting 2 A's. And when I opened my paper, I couldn't believe it. So, I mean, it's great. And I suppose when you go back as an adult, a lot of people mightn't think this, but it seems to be a bit easier. I know a lot of people say it's a lot of pressure to go back and do it, but I found it a bit easier than when I was in school. Okay. I suppose I knew a lot more, you know, so...
You're a bit more grounded as well, you know, you're a bit more... You realise the worth of doing it more than you probably would have done, than any of us would have done when we were 17, 18.
Yeah, absolutely. You've your life behind you and you know, things like, especially business now, a lot of stuff in the business you'd go through in life, like your PAYE or your PRSI, sure, we all pay that when we work. And, you know, it just... I really like business now, and a lot of the stuff they ask you in business, you've gone through it, so...
Very good. Right, so you were nodding as well when I asked if yesterday was nervous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Went over and when Mike and... I met Mike and Kieran and Geraldine, and when they gave me the envelope, it was like, oh, God, you know, I didn't want to open it at first. And David was there, go on, you'll be fine, open it up. And when I saw that I got, you know, the 3A1s, I was delighted, because for me, geography in my intercert mocks, I only got 10%.
Wow.
You know, yeah, so it's geography. I would have found a struggle, but it was brilliant. I was so excited yesterday.
Great stuff.
It was brilliant.
Congratulations to you both, genuinely, because it's both for doing what you've done and for being so open and telling us about it this morning, because it's a big step, David, to decide that you're going to do this and to put the commitment into it, but you're getting the rewards that you deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I first went back, you're trying to see how you're going to manage it with your family and everything like that. And to be fair, all my family, mother and father, my son and my partner were all behind me. So, you know, it made it that bit easier, you know. Mm. I mean, I was taking on 3 subjects last year. I probably put myself under a bit of pressure. But, I mean, still, I still done fine. And then last year or this year with 2, it just flew. It flew, yeah. and it was fine, you know.
Great stuff. And to bring you back in, Mike Ryan, these stories... indicative of what can and what has been achieved by so many right across the county, as we've already said.
Absolutely, John. I mean, it's a big achievement. It's hard for people. You've heard Anne and David talk there about their background, their life. You know, there's a life going on outside this where, you know, a 17, 18-year-old, it's their full-time commitment. It's a part-time program. They have to find time for family. They have to find time for work. They have to find the commitment. Being out of study for a number of years, getting back into the routine of studying, it's the same Leaving Cert that the normal schools do. There's
paper.
No exceptions. And it's the exact, as you said, exact same paper. And I think, you know, the biggest thing is coming in initially. The fear of the unknown, I suppose, for want of a better thing. But once, as the lads have said, they get into a rhythm, get into a routine, get into the practice of it. And, you know, and I mean, I suppose they've also acknowledged the support of the tutors and the guidance service, that there is a great team over there that does deliver. They know it's a holistic thing, you know, that you're not just doing the Leaving Cert, that there's things that are going on in people's lives.
Sure.
And that is a big commitment. But I think taking the first step, taking out the fear of that, once you get beyond that, I think everyone does very well with
and
it, you know.
Talk to me a little bit about just the pure logistics of it all. Is there a cost involved in going back? When are the classes on? Because if I'm sitting at home and I'm considering this, these are the hurdles that are coming into my mind, yeah. You know?
No, for the adult Leaving Cert, Gavin, there isn't a cost to the student. It's funded as part of the National Development Plan under the ESF. And we provide classes in 5 subjects, part-time classes. Usually we ask students to commit to 2 hour classes a week. Mm. But we also, there is, has to be, obviously, the self-directed study. You know, you do the, if you don't do the study, you obviously won't get on. You know what I mean? It's like anything. But usually the classes are made up of two-hour sessions a week. Towards maybe April, May, if the students need it or the students want it, we can be flexible and increase those classes maybe to 2.5 hours, depending, or provide tutorials.
Sure, yeah.
It is flexible in that sense. The classes are held in the Adult Education Centre, so there's also a guidance service, a support service to help the students in maybe initially coming back, maybe giving them study tips, things like that. There's also, I suppose, we can provide the classes at a time that suits the students. Some of the classes were held in the daytime, some of them in the evening, depending on, of course, numbers and demand.
Sure, no, of course. Yeah. Were there any other obstacles that either of you had that I haven't mentioned there that maybe you could address for my listeners at home that you had to overcome?
No, I think when you go in, Mike explains what it's all about, and you know, it's really up to yourself then what you want to do. As Mike said, the teachers were like ourselves, like they weren't like teachers in a school, you know, they were there to help, and they were really, really, really good, like, you know, I think, and I'd agree with that, like, I mean, they were...
Definitely.
Yeah, they were excellent.
And that makes it, that's a very important part of this.
It makes
obviously.
It a lot easier, yeah. And I suppose when you're there, you want to go back and I suppose all the guys in the class that help you out in any way, and as Anne said, you meet new friends and they're all there to do what you're doing, so you know, it's great, it's brilliant.
There's also some people that come back not just to progress on for education, they just want to go in and say that they've got a Leaving Cert,
yeah,
you know, to say that I went in and I did it, you know, so I mean, there's plenty of reasons why people go back to do it.
No, absolutely.
For me and David, we choose to try and progress in
our careers. And for whatever reason, it certainly seems like a very worthwhile exercise. How can people sign up?
People sign up, I suppose, if they contact the Adult Education Service in Clan Road, 065-68-24819. We will be holding information sessions throughout the county, starting in Innes on Wednesday the 31st of August at 7:30 p.m. The following day, on the 1st of September, in the Adult Education Centre in Shannon. Then the following week, on the Monday the 5th of September, in Kilrush, in Scariff on Tuesday the 6th, and Wednesday the 7th, we will be in Innistimon as well, in the vocational school in Innistimon. Okay. All those sessions are at 7:30 p.m.
And 6824819.
Correct.
Is the number if people want to get in touch with you. And I'll put a text to you finally. One of my listeners is wondering, is it easy to learn when you're older?
I think so, yeah. I do. I think so. People say when you're young, you're like a sponge, you soak everything in. But as you get older, you have life experience. So it is easier to learn when you're older.
Okay. And the message from you all is absolutely go for it. David, Mike and Anne, thanks very much for coming into us this
Thank
morning.
You.
Much appreciated.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now. 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.